This is, as I say, a consequence of a consistent pattern of violations of international law by us, by the United States, and by NATO. I think that it would have been super easy for Western powers to accept that the best solution would be to have a declaration of neutrality for Ukraine, and then Ukraine could have the best relations, commercial and otherwise, with the West and with the East. But we have here a problem of an information war in which the level of lying, the level of fake news and fake history and fake law has reached such points that people cannot talk to each other.
A former U.S. ambassador to Russia warned Washington years ago that NATO enlargement could provoke a direct response from Moscow, but was seemingly ignored. The concerns were highlighted in a cable sent from Moscow, which was later made public by WikiLeaks.
Ukraine and Georgia's NATO aspirations not only touch a raw nerve in Russia, they engender serious concerns about the consequences for stability in the region. Russia would have to decide whether to intervene, a decision Russia does not want to have to face.
In the diplomatic telegram, the then ambassador William Burns also said Moscow won't tolerate its security concerns being ignored, adding that the Kremlin believed the question of NATO membership would divide Ukraine, as the ethnic Russian community there wholly opposed joining the alliance. Burns concluded it could potentially lead to civil war.